Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And today I have with me...
your daughter.
Me.
Who Shelley? Are you?
I'm Shelley Brim.
We have to speak at the same time because people say we sound alike.
We do.
So this is my older daughter, Shelley Brim Oaks.
Good to be here.
Thank you. And we're going to be talking about a subject at least for 2 weeks and perhaps more if we don't get through with it. And Shelley, this is a subject that I talked about with Gloria Copeland on her television show, Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to be talking on heaven.
Wonderful.
That turned out to be very popular when we did it there, and people ordered the DVDs of it. Or watched it online. Now, this is a note from someone who watched, from Sue Moore. Dear Billy, just a note to say how much I'm enjoying your 2-week study with Gloria Copeland on heaven, and do hope you'll be back soon to tell us more. I have to say that I know almost nothing about heaven, except the fact that I know I'm going there someday. Everything you've been teaching is so exciting and revealing. I'm enjoying it so much. Well, thank you for writing, Sue, if you're listening as well. But that, Shelley, is the case I found a lot with the church. Mm-hmm. And the church is so definitely tied to heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, there is heaven.
Yes.
And there is hell, but there's also earth. Mm-hmm. People forget about that in the millennium, there's going to be heaven, hell, and earth. But heaven is particularly, the church are particularly God's heavenly people, and they need to know about heaven. Heaven's a real place. People live there. And what is this that we heard about your husband leaving you?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I know where he is all the time.
Where did he go?
Well, he went to heaven because he was a Christian. He had asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of his life. And the Bible says that we are born from above.
Right. And when did he leave?
So he left May 26th, about 9:30 in the morning. He was at a pastor's home with several men where they had been invited to have a breakfast in the state of Wyoming. They call it the annual Wyoming Men's Breakfast. And they invited my husband there last year to be a speaker. And so this year... they were really looking forward to the blessing being greater. And boy, it sure was for Bob. That's for sure.
He stepped right out of his body.
He had a greater blessing, all right? He
and went, stepped right up into the,
presence, of the Lord.
Absent from the body, present from the Lord. Now, Shelley, since he's gone, have you thought at all about where he is?
Every day.
You do?
Oh, yes. And every night. First thing in the morning and the last thing at night, my life has changed.
And what did you do about it? Did you find anything about...
Well, first of all, I have to say this. About a year before my husband of almost 29 years, of course, I knew him 4 years before we got married. So let's just say over 30 years of my life has been filled with this person. And to not have any warning and to just be... receive a phone call. I happened to be at a women's conference where I was asked to speak at the same time, but at a different location. And I remember when I had been when I heard the call that my husband had gone on to heaven, I thought, now I had been singing this song, and the Bible talks about being filled with the Spirit, singing and making melody in your heart. I'd been singing a song for about an hour, and it was... there's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life.
You were singing that at the time.
And I was singing that all about 30 minutes before Bob went to heaven, not knowing, but the Holy Ghost in me did. And then when the pastor's wife came to pick me up, I sang it quietly here at the radio broadcast, but I was in my motel room. It was just me. The pastor's wife picks me up. She says, Shelley, you are so joyful. I said, Nancy, I cannot get this song all out of my mind, all out of my mouth. Oh, what a change in my life. and sang it over and over and over. So when the phone call happened, as they're putting the little microphone on my lapel, immediately the Holy Spirit on the inside said, there's a change in your life.
A change in your life.
And there's a change in your husband's life.
And what a change in
Bob's
life.
What a change in Bob's life. And the Lord reminded me of his word, where Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Ghost, and he will show you and tell you things to come.
Surely.
So that your joy may be full.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Spirit, who inspired my spirit to sing that song, has given me strength and joy so that the days that are here on this earth, where I'm serving the Lord from this place, can be full of peace and full of not a sorrow of that's grieving. Oh my goodness, I've left my husband. Now what in the world am I going to do? But trusting the Lord and looking to his word for the reality of heaven.
Hallelujah. Shelley, I want to ask you something, and I want to tell our people what we're going to, our friends, what we're going to be offering this week. After Bob moved to heaven, I noticed that you started reading books about heaven that we can corroborate, that we know are so. The first one we're going to offer is Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer. And this book is marvelous. You're going to be, throughout these weeks, you're going to be reading some experiences that she had in heaven. Now, this is not a dream, as some have said it was. It is an actual thing that happened many years ago. It stood the test of time. I believe it was Gordon Lindsay or someone who got this first printed. But this is what she said, Rebecca Springer, the opening part of her book. This volume is not a fancy sketch written to while away the hours. Rather, it is the true, though greatly condensed, record of an experience when my life hung in the balance between time and eternity, with the scales leaning toward the eternal side. I'm painfully aware of the fact that I can never paint the scenes as they appeared to me during those wonderful days. If I can only dimly show the close link between the two lives, the mortal and the divine, as they appeared to me then, I may be able to partially tear the veil from the death we so dread. Thus, I can show it to be an open door into a new and beautiful phase of the life we now live. And that's what Rebecca says. She was quite a long ways from home when she became gravely ill. And before her family could get to her, the Lord let her have an entry into heaven. Now, in the old copy that I used to have, her pastor had written his side of the story and how he vouched for her and that it's true. So it's called Within Heaven's Great Gates by Rebecca Springer. Normally sells for $7. And we're going to offer this book and Dr. Gary Wood's book together for $15. The two books for $15. Or you can get Rebecca Springer's book for $5 and Gary Wood's book for $10. Dr. Gary Wood's book is entitled, I Died and Went to Heaven. Now, Shelley and I know Dr. Gary Woods. We go each year down to a wonderful church, usually in January on their anniversary, the Glorious Way Church in Houston, Texas. The pastors there, John and Gladys Greiner, were very closely associated with John Osteen Sr. and a lot of the people. In fact, John Osteen laid hands on him 13 years ago now to go to the other side of Houston and build this church. And Dr. Gary Wood goes to that church. Dr. Gary Wood is an evangelist, has a wonderful miracle ministry. But more than 20 years ago, he died. He died in a car wreck. Mm-hmm. His sister was there with him. And she laid hands over on him and said, this is my brother and I don't want him to go. Something to that effect. We'll tell you exactly what happened. And the Lord Jesus told to Dr. Gary Woods, in heaven, you'll have to go back. She's calling that name. And I remember that David Ingalls from the Oasis Network, founder of the Oasis Network, we broadcast our radio program there. He wrote a song, You'll Have to Go Back, She's Calling That Name. So you might call in and write him and ask him to to send you that. But we're going to send you both books for $15. Dr. Woods, we just saw him in January again. And Shelley, you might, how much time have we got over there, Randy? You might, we've got time for you to read just a little bit about the experience there when it first happened to him.
Well, it was in 1966. He was a freshman at Wayland Baptist College, and he was home for the Christmas holidays. And his sister, whom you had mentioned before, they borrowed their grandfather's car and were on their way home from visiting friends. And they were just 1 mile from home, and they were singing Silent Night. And suddenly, their songs of joy turned into a scream of terror. And in the words of Dr. Gary Wood, he turned to see what was the matter. There was an explosion, then a sharp instant pain seared across his face. There was a brilliant light that engulfed me. And then I remembered being free from all pain. I slipped out of my body. It was like slipping out of my clothing. I was above the car now. It was as if the top of the car had been removed. I could see my body. I could hear Sue crying. My life passed before my eyes. There I was, looking down at my body, seeing my life go by like a rerun. Everything in just an instant flashed before me. I had no fear. There was no sorrow or confusion. I truly believed that I would never return from this experience. I was in a swirling funnel-shaped cloud that grew wider and wider and brighter and brighter. And as I began to ascend up through this tunnel of light, I felt such a tranquil feeling of peace wash over me, wave after glorious wave. And at the end of this brilliant tunnel was a pathway, and I could see down the path a very bright, yet not blinding, light. I was moving, and it was moving like the sidewalks in an airport, like those moving sidewalks. All around me, I could hear angels singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power and wisdom and dominion. Be thine forevermore, O Lord. Amen and amen." Oh, the glory of it, he says. "You have never heard anything so beautiful and awesome until you hear the angels singing."
Shelley, that's wonderful. We're going to have two great weeks here when we talk about heaven. Now, you can get these two books by telephoning us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Ask for Rebecca Springer's book, Within Heaven's Gates, and Dr. Gary Wood's book, I Died and Went to Heaven, both of them for $15. I want to invite you to be with me starting March 16 in the regular service, Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri. Then, I'm so excited, March 17 through 20th, we are having an eschatology seminar.
Yay!
Actually, I've been telling the wrong times. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and then at 6 o'clock at night. We'll have two sessions, go as long as we need, to look into the future, the glorious future of the church, and we will be talking about heaven. This is Billy Brim saying, shalom, shalom, shalom. Until next time.